Public college and university visits and travel by Supreme Court justices put them in the company of big money donors. The Associated Press obtained tens of thousands of emails and documents revealing the extent to which schools have seen visits by justices as opportunities to generate donations while saying the events were not fundraisers, regularly putting them in the room with influential donors, including some whose industries have had interest before the Supreme Court. The investigation also finds justices lent their prestige to partisan activity and advanced personal interests like sales of their books. The conduct would likely be prohibited if done by lower court federal judges, but SCOTUS's definition of banned fundraising is narrow, simply an event that raises more than it costs or where guests are asked for donations. I'm Julie Walker.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.